Well, we're here at a weed resistance management field day in Lincoln today, sponsored by University of Nebraska Lincoln Extension, and Nebraska Soybean is involved as well. And we're going to talk with Lowell Sandell, who is an extension educator, weed science, at the University of Nebraska Lincoln and Extension. Lowell, talk about the situation with weed resistance in Nebraska. I know we've been adding to the list of weeds here that are showing resistance in the state, but where are we at right now?
Yeah, you know, in soybeans, it's a issue of growing concern in soybeans. We've confirmed glyphosate-resistant mare's tail and giant ragweed a number of years back. We're really kind of focused on water hemp and in some areas Palmer amaranth as well, some of the pigweed species, because they come up later in the year. They seem to be becoming a very big challenge in soybean production.
And it's not just glyphosate resistance anymore, right?
Yeah, you know, that's one of the concerning things. You know, glyphosate resistance in those weeds is Midwest-wide isn't necessarily a new thing. But we do have HPPD-resistant water hemp in Nebraska here. And that's a particular concern in corn production as well.
Okay, so how are growers doing in changing practices and adapting to this?
Well, it's always a bit of a challenge on that. I think on field days like this, if they see the demonstrations on how bad resistance can be, we think it's a really good example or justification for putting a little more thought into maybe their herbicide program approach and maybe not taking it quite for granted as they did in the last 10 years.
Yeah. Okay, so I mean, if you had to say, you think we're getting a handle on it? Describe how you think where we're at right now.
You know, I think the message needs to continue to go out. We've had a steady confirmation of resistant weeds over the last 5 years or so. I'll be more convinced that we're getting more of a handle on that when we see, less questions about, can we get this confirmed resistant to herbicide X, Y, or Z. When that starts slowing down, that's when I think we'll have gotten a handle on it.
We've got a lot of different formulations out there for guys to work with now, and it sounds like maybe there's some new things coming down the road. So are you optimistic that we'll get control of it here?
Yeah, there's potentially a number of new herbicide traits coming out, particularly in soybeans, and I think they do hold some real potential to improve weed control. But the same principles apply for these new technologies. People need to steward them much in the same way that we should have stewarded Roundup Ready crops. And if folks don't steward those correctly, we could see similar problems. But if they do, I see a lot of potential for those.
I caught part of your presentation too, and you were talking about the fact, that for a lot of guys, it's cost the reason they've stuck with Roundup, but they'll pay for it down the road, is what you were saying, I guess.
Yeah, I've used that analogy in some other presentations I've done. You know, if everybody and rightly so is concerned about the bottom line in farming, it's a business, but if the choices we're making lead to resistance, and that resistance problem leads to double, triple, quadruple the cost, was it ever really, cost savings? It's more of a cost, I've used the term cost deferment type of thing.